have in the morning?
I'd say probably just a sweet roll.
Suppose it's the big thing, the whole thing, before you cut it up. Would you still call it a sweet roll?
Yeah. Unless...
Would you ever say coffee cake?
That for me has a very specific meaning for me. Mm-hmm. Namely, that wonderful thing cooked up by Sara Lee.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And this is because that's what we used to have every Sunday morning in my home, and that's pretty well... And since I don't ever have it anymore,
mm-hmm.
coffee cake.
If you said sweet roll, then you might mean the big,
yes,
the whole thing.
Yes.
Or would you have a separate name for just the individual piece?
No, it'd be the same thing.
All right. Do you know the term Danish?
Sure. Again, that's something I'm more familiar with in the Northeast than
mm-hmm.
I am in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'll hear that so much in Texas.
All right. What do you call the sweet white stuff that's spread over a sweet roll?
Sugar.
Well, you spread it, though. It's mixed in with milk.
Frosting,
is
that what you mean?
All right.
The frosting?
You would call it frosting?
I think so.
Okay. Suppose it were... Well, what do you call the thing that's round with a hole in the middle?
A donut.
All right. Would it still be frosting if it were spread on a donut?
Glaze.
Okay. Suppose it were on a cake?
Frosting.
Okay. What would you call a donut that had this stuff spread over it?
A glazed donut.
All right. And do you have a name for a rectangular frosted donut?
There's all kinds of things. I mean, like, it's not a donut because it's not deep fried, but like a bear claw or a...
Is that rectangular?
Oh, rectangular. I thought it was a triangular. Rectangular. Oh, no, I don't...
Did you ever hear of a long john?
Only with regard to underwear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about a name for a donut that's filled with jelly?
Jelly donut.
Did you ever hear of a Bismarck?
Nope.
Okay. How about a twisted donut?
A cinnamon twist,
mm-hmm.
if it's got cinnamon on it, obviously. I knew that term.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. Do you have a name for a finger ring with a large stone? Especially if it's a very pretentious, gaudy-looking stone.
A name for the ring?
Mm-hmm. Well, how about a name for the stone if you don't have a name for the ring?
Well, we use the term ice
mm-hmm.
usually, it always means a diamond, I think.
Mm.
Did you see that piece of ice? Did you see?
Yeah. What about just, not necessarily pretentious, but just rings that have big stones in them? Different types of rings?
Well, class ring. A class
mm-hmm.
ring is usually
mm-hmm.
a stone. A birthstone, what do we
mm-hmm.
call that? We just say a birthstone. We're referring to the entire
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm.
It could be an engagement ring.
Okay, yeah. That about do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, three types of shorts. First of all, the kind that come not all the way down to the knee.
Bermuda.
Any other name for that?
No.
Is it the same if it's for women or men?
Yes.
Okay. Suppose it's lower than the knee.
Ridiculous. let's see. What do we call those? What are they, golf shorts? Riding shorts? Or what do they call it? I don't know.
Do you know the term pedal pushers?
I always thought that was like bloomer. I always associate that with bloomers.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Women's.
Oh, no. Pedal pushers just came right down to here.
Oh, wow.
I haven't seen any in 20 years.
Pedal pushers. See, that's... No, I would have missed that.
That may not be Houston vocabulary.
Oh, wait, no, I think it's just because I never wore any. But
mm-hmm.
I think that's...
Well, I don't know if men ever did wear them.
No. That's why
are.
I said ridiculous.
Yeah.
But.
Suppose they're very high.
Short shorts.
Okay. Do you know the term hot pants?
Indeed, I do. But that has more the feeling of something that came in as something fashionable, what, in the mid to late 60s?
Mm-hmm.